Well, staying in St. Louis on a lighter note, their Cardinals can take the National League pennant tonight if they beat the L.A. Dodgers. The Red Sox can take the American League crown by beating Detroit when the Tigers come to Fenway Park tomorrow. By the end of the weekend, we will know who's going to the World Series. Glenn Stout is series editor of the Best American Sports Writing. We want to get a quick primer. And Glenn, the Cardinals in a familiar spot. They've got a 3-1 lead, but last year the Giants beat them. They stole their spot in the World Series. So lots at stake?
Oh, well, lots at stake, definitely. But if you're a Dodger fan, you feel pretty good tonight because you have arguably the best pitcher in the National League, Kershaw, on the mound for you. So if you're a Dodger fan, things aren't completely bleak.
Well, but the Dodgers also have Hanley Ramirez. He's going to return. He broke his rib in Game 1. So what else does each team have to look out for there?
Well, I think the story of this postseason is what they all have to look out for, and that's try to score some runs, because so far pitching has been dominating this postseason. So look for teams to try to scratch that first run across, maybe play a little bit more small ball than we're accustomed to seeing in the regular season.
Well, last night the Sox had to work hard to hold off the Tigers 4-3, and not without overcoming obstacles like that incredible catch by the Dodgers' Jose Iglesias. We have to hear this again.
Here's a 2-2. Ortiz is jammed. That is falling into left center, and what a catch! Unbelievable.
The MLB Network says he ran 82 feet. And by the way, the Red Sox fans were all remembering, he was one of us! But just very, very briefly, what do the Sox and Tigers face tomorrow?
It's the same story that's happening with the Cardinals and the Dodgers. Once again, Detroit's behind, but they've got Max Scherzer, who should win the Cy Young Award, on the mound tomorrow night in his earlier start against Boston. 7 innings, 13 strikeouts, and the Red Sox didn't score. So if that holds true again, we might be looking at Game 7 on Sunday.
Glenn Stout, series editor of Best American Sports Writing, author of Fenway 1912, was setting the table for this weekend. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
He should still be a Red Sox. News is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Charles River Apparel, over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.